Australia exported almost $2.5 billion of wine last year, but things have gone sour with our fourth biggest market, Canada. They're restricting access to imported wines, keeping them on separate shelves with separate cash registers to local Canadian wines. Local Canadian winemakers are also given subsidies. Chief Executive of the Winemakers Federation of Australia, Tony Battaline, says Australian jobs are at risk.
We think it's up to around $100 million per annum that we could lose because of the access to the market if we don't improve it. Plus, that's not including the increase in production and sales that we think we can get into that market.
Mr. Battaline says he wants a level playing field to ensure there are still opportunities in a key market, with Australian wine sales to Canada valued at nearly $200 million. Australia's Trade Minister, Stephen Chobo, has called the measures protectionist and has now formally complained to the World Trade Organization. Mr. Chobo says he wants to protect Australia's industry.
Well, what we see as a result of what appear to be some protectionist measures that are being put in place, or more protectionist measures that are being put in place in Canada, is that Australia is seeing its market share in that market erode. That concerns me, concerns wine exporters. Potentially this could cost Australian jobs. We know the direct connection between exports and Australian jobs. So I want to make sure that we're on the front foot about protecting Australia's interests.
But the timing of this complaint comes just a few months after Canada's dramatic non-appearance at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. That scuttled any plans to revive the Trans-Pacific Partnership without the United States. Trade Minister Steve Chobo denies this is any sort of payback.
I think it's incorrect to characterise Canada as walking away from the deal. Certainly, Prime Minister Trudeau didn't sign up to it in Vietnam, and that was disappointing.
In Tokyo, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will aim to keep the TPP alive.
And we are committed to opening up more opportunities for Australian exporters to get into more markets. And Shinzo Abe and I are absolutely committed to ensuring that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big free trade agreement that regrettably the US pulled out of after the change of administration, we're committed to that continuing, and we're working very hard.
Speaking in Geelong ahead of his flight, Mr. Turnbull also said security will dominate the one-day visit.
Japan and Australia are absolutely united in our resolve to ensure that the global community brings the strongest pressure to bear on North Korea, the strongest economic sanctions to bear on North Korea, to ensure that that regime comes to its senses and stops its threatening and reckless conduct.
Given the North Korean threat and China's maritime assertiveness, Australia and Japan are keen to deepen their defence ties, with both sides working on a security pact to enable joint military exercises and information sharing. Samantha Beniac-Brooks, SBS News.